You're listening to SBS News.
The papers reveal in October last year, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission accused NAB of breaching the law, potentially putting the bank's executives at risk of criminal charges. NAB had wanted to keep the documents secret. The bank's legal team tried and failed to keep the documents from being discussed at the commission. But Commissioner Kenneth Haynes said he believed it was in the public interest for the inquiry to be open. An exchange between senior counsel Michael Hodge and the former head of NAB's superannuation arm, Nicole Smith, highlighted the extent of the lack of transparency at one of Australia's largest banks.
You don't know because nobody knows, because NAB has not done a proper review of it, in how many incidents and in how much of a total amount has the trustee incorrectly deducted from members' accounts and paid to the advice licensees?
Correct.
The correspondence between ASIC and the bank reveals the regulator accused NAB of being in breach of the ASIC Act for charging members for services which they were not provided. In the letter, ASIC noted that NAB was out of step with the other major banks who, although they had also charged customers fees for no service, were much closer to finalising customer remediation for this misconduct. After 3 days of grilling at the Royal Commission, NAB's CEO, Andrew Thorburn, offered this apology to the bank's customers.
We've been confronted in the Royal Commission where we've let you down, where we haven't met that standard. And I'm sorry for that. I know we get it right the vast majority of the time, but it's clear in these cases and in others that we failed you. When we make a mistake, we find it and we fix it. And if necessary, we compensate you. And the mistake we've made in this case is that we haven't done that.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.